Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Going Postal Podcast. I'm Tim Nolan with Joe Cuny. We are Going Postal. So we're going to talk to you about a great topic today that is very important to most folks. It's your Fegley Group Life Insurance. So we're going to go through the ins and outs of Fegley. So stick around. We'll see you on the flip side. Talk about Fegley. Hey everyone, Tim Nolan here with my business partner, Joe Cuny. We are Going Postal Podcast, postalbluebookhelp.com. Today we are going to talk about a really hot topic, Joe. Well, we're going to talk about Fegley.
I think we should talk about our matching blue shirts first.
Oh man. I mean, we look real good. I can tell you right now. I mean, blue, it's a power color.
I just want to let everybody know, Tim tried calling me this morning, probably to coordinate what shirts we were going to wear. I didn't answer the phone because I knew what the call was about. So, it just, you know.
He knew what looks good.
That's blue. Right. It brings postal, out the color in our eyes, you know, right?
Postal blue book. Might as well wear blue shirts, right?
Might as well wear blue.
Absolutely.
Especially talking about Fegley.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, guys, so just to recap, you know, previous episode, we talked about that special supplement, right?
Yep.
Another important part of your benefits, folks, is your group life insurance.
Huge. This is something that we talk about with almost everybody that we talk to.
Absolutely. You don't even have to be retiring.
Right.
Because it's so important. And it's one of those benefits that there are a lot of moving parts.
Yep.
There's many different options with your Fegley Group Life Insurance. But before we get into it, let's just recap a little bit about what we do. Guys, this is an important decision on that blue book, right? We talked to you in previous episodes that, you know, Postal Blue Book Help, we are here to help you fill out that dreaded blue book that some people dread filling out because it can be very confusing, right, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame them. Yeah. I mean, who wants to sit down and fill out paperwork, especially when it's your first time doing it?
Absolutely.
Because it's everybody's first time doing it.
That's right.
And when they hand you a book that's 50 to 60 pages long and you really only need 9 of those pages,
right?
Nobody wants to finger through all those pages, no. Right? So that's what we're here to do. How much does that cost them?
$0.
$0.
Right? $0.
Most people are charging $750, yeah. $1,000 to fill out 9 pages, which Tim and I think is absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
We're going to do that for you guys for absolutely nothing.
Yep. No cost. So you guys can go out to our website, postalbluebookhelp.com, fill out a quick little form with a few pieces of information. Our admin will give you a call to schedule a one-on-one appointment via Zoom or in person, right? And we will help you understand the blue book and make sure that you understand those decisions that you make. Are irreversible when you turn that paperwork in. When you send that into shared services, it's irreversible. And so we want to make sure you are educated, which is what postalbluebookhelp.com is. We are an educational consultant. And tell them about other ways that we educate in our seminars.
Yeah, I mean, we educate you on every facet of what you need to know.
Yeah.
Whether that's your Fegley or your TSP or your first pension, yep, or your health benefits.
Right.
We go into every aspect of every little detail that you guys need to know,
yep,
to retire.
Absolutely. Again, you know, you've worked so hard, you've worked so long, probably a lot of people, 25, 30 plus years in the Postal Service. Why take the risk of messing something up when you're going to retire and having it affect you for the rest of your life? You know, we talked about in one of our previous episodes that you could be living in retirement for as long as you've worked for the Postal Service, right?
People are living a long time now.
They are. They are. You know, so guys, you know, we've referenced in some of our previous episodes the good old LLV, the Cadillac of the Postal Service, right?
It's a beaut.
Never breaks down, does it?
No.
Never. I mean, Cadillacs don't break down, do they? Well, they probably do. Right. But, you know, the old LLV, we use that as a reference. It breaks down. Well, there's breakdowns in your benefits too, guys, right? And this topic of Fegley is one of those things that, I mean, it could really hinder your retirement because it gets very costly.
It's an awesome benefit.
It is.
Right? I mean, it, yep, really, really is. I mean, I tell everybody, they're like, well, should I have Fegley? I'm like, of course you should have Fegley. Why wouldn't you? Right?
Right.
It's so inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
It makes good business sense to have it.
Right.
But there are flip sides to that.
There are.
You know, when we talk about Fegley, it's really a group life term policy.
Right, right. So what Joe means by that is it has zero value to you while you're living. You know, life insurance traditionally is just to be left to those that we leave behind, whether that's spouse, children, grandchildren, you know, to take care of those expenses that we leave behind, you know, mortgages, car payments, education, things like that, you know, to replace income that's no longer being brought in because the person's gone. Right.
Right.
And so it's a very costly benefit, especially when you go to retire.
It's, you know, and I like to always use the reference. It's renting a policy versus owning a policy.
Correct.
Does it make sense to rent an inexpensive policy? I think it does, right?
It does.
Especially when you're getting it for the price that federal employees are receiving that policy for.
Right.
But if you were to ask somebody, does it make good business sense to rent a house or to own a house, what would most people say?
Most people are going to say own.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're actually putting your money towards something that has value rather than just renting that. So we're going to touch on that as we move along.
Yep. You know, so one of the best things about being a postal employee versus any other agency of the federal government is that your basic life insurance, which is the first type of Fegley, while you're working, what's it cost?
It's free.
It's free. Your basic life insurance is free. And we're going to go through some calculations of how the life insurance amount is calculated for basic, right? And then there are three additional optional life insurance policies that you can get as a postal employee, federal employee for that matter. But your basic is free while you're working. But your basic is not free when you retire prior to age 65, right?
Correct.
And so we're going to go through that today. You know, let's just jump right into it.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, you mentioned earlier, you know, a term policy, you know, we kind of referenced it doesn't have any value to you. There's no cash value like traditional permanent life insurance, different types of permanent life, whole life, universal life, indexed universal life, variable life. It doesn't have any type of cash value that you can borrow from later in life.
Right.
Right. But let's get into your basic coverage and how they figure out how much basic coverage you get for free while you're working for the Postal Service.
Yeah. So let's just kind of use those same numbers that we've used in previous episodes. So let's say that your salary is $57,120.
Sure.
So the way they figure your basic is they're going to take that $57,000 and change, and they're going to round up to the next thousand, which would be $58,000. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to add $2,000 to
it. Why do they do that?
Nobody knows.
Nobody. It's a secret.
No, nobody knows.
It's just, you know, the government's giving you a little extra.
Right. So if you make 57 and change, they're going to round that up to 58,000, and then they're going to add $2,000 to it. So you would have a basic life insurance policy for
$60,000. Right. And so while you're working, again, that is no cost, right?
Which is awesome for postal workers.
Which is great. But when you decide to hang it up and run out the door, and you want to keep that $60,000, there is a cost for it.
There is.
You know, on average, $60,000 worth of coverage. Let's say you retire. Let's use the example from previous podcast of a 60-year-old. You know, they retire at 60 years old. They want to keep their basic. It's going to cost them around $35, $40 a month out of their pension check, right, to have $60,000 worth of coverage.
Right.
All right. Now, one of the best things about it, though, is when you turn 65, right, you have three options, and those options have to be made when you fill out that blue book, right? That paperwork, you have to decide. Number one, do I want to keep $60,000 worth of coverage? You know what?
Most people don't.
Correct.
Yeah.
But some people say, should I? And again, our favorite answer, it depends. You know, your specific situation, do you need $60,000? Do you have outside life insurance?
Right.
You know, what makes sense for your situation? Again, like us, subscribe. You can go to Postal Blue Book Help, fill out a form. We'll reach out to you and go through your specific situation, just like we do after seminars. But back to the coverage amount. So you can keep $60,000 when you retire. Option two is you can take a 50% reduction. All right. 50% reduction is going to cost you for the rest of your life, right? And it's going to go up every 5 years, just like the other three optional coverages. It's going to go up.
Right.
Right. We don't see a lot of people take the 50%, do we, Joe?
No. They either keep it or they go 75% reduction.
Right. And the 75% reduction that Joe's referencing, that is the one that most people choose. And the reason they do is because once you turn 65, if you retire at 60 and you chose the 75% reduction, at 65 years old, what happens?
They start reducing it by 75%. Yep. They do 2% every month for 38 months until that $60,000 is reduced by 75%.
Right. And so then from as long as you chose that 75% reduction at 60 years old when you filled out your blue book with us, then at 65 years old, they stop charging you out of your pension check that $35, $45, right? The death benefit does start reducing, as Joe mentioned, 2% per month for 38 months till it's a full 75% reduction. But then you have that life insurance policy for the rest of your life. Think of it as a final expense
final
policy.
Final expense, exactly. Right? So 75% of $60,000 is $15,000.
Correct.
So you would essentially have a $15,000 final expense life insurance policy that costs you absolutely nothing.
Fully paid for.
Yep.
Fully paid for.
Which is great.
It is. And a lot of people look at it that way. They look at it as that, you know, final expense, whether it's burial, cremation, throw a big party, whatever it might be. It's free when you're 65.
It is.
All right.
One of the, this is, you know, to me, Tim, it's one of the biggest, we talk about holes in your benefits, right? It's a great benefit to have, but as people start aging and as this starts going up in price, and we're going to talk about the different options that people choose, you know, along with basic, people choose A, B, and C, and you're going to touch on those three topics. But, you know, it's why when we talk to people, especially the younger generation, when you're in your 30s and you're in your 40s, how important it is to have outside life insurance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and we go through a calculation of figuring out how much life insurance you need, because is $60,000 really enough? For some people it is, for some people it's not.
Well, we know it's not enough for most people that have a spouse and have children. And when you're in your 30s and 40s, I mean, you have mortgages, you have car payments, your kids are still wanting to go to college.
Sure.
And this is why it's so important to reach out to us at Postal Blue Book Help, because we're going to help you figure out that information and what that number is. Because the last thing that you want to do is leave your spouse and your children hanging out to dry if something terrible, catastrophic would happen. You have to make sure that those things in your life are covered, right? I mean, it's just not something you mess around with.
You don't. And again, we always reference, we don't have the crystal ball to know what's going to happen or when, right? Every day we're on the right side of the grass is a good day, right? But we just don't know when tragedy is going to happen, folks. And so understanding your options between basic, and then there is option A, B, and C, which we're going to get into here in just a minute. Making sure you understand what those are and the costs associated with those and why there could be some solutions. Again, that breakdown in your LLV, right? To where, you know, you might not want another $300-$500 a month coming out of your pension check in addition to taxes,
right?
Maybe the survivor benefit that we talked about in a previous episode, right? And now your pension that was $1,500 or $2,000 has been reduced to, you know, a take home of $400 or $500.
Yeah. I mean, between all those deductions, I mean, if you carry your full Fegley into retirement.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're talking another $300, $400 besides being taxed.
Yeah.
You know, all that's besides your health benefit, which we know most people are going to hang on to.
Right.
If you add another $300 or $400. By keeping Fegley, you're not going to have a pension.
No, you're not. You may end up, I have seen some people where they actually have to write a check to the government to cover health benefits or life insurance because all those deductions have been taken out of their pension check. All right. So let's jump into the different options. So we know we talked about basic, right? Basic is what it is, right?
Right.
Option A is just simply an additional $10,000 worth of coverage.
Right.
Right. So $10,000 on top of your basic that you have. All right. Plain and simple. Cost for option A really isn't that expensive.
No.
It does go up. Again, all these coverages go up every 5 years. So in five-year brackets, all right, from 50 to 54, 55 to 59, so on and so forth, it goes up. But A, it's not that expensive.
But the next two are.
The next two are very expensive. Right. All right. So option B is your multiples of your pay. All right. So for an example, you can get anywhere between 1 to 5 multiples of your pay. Now, in the example that Joe mentioned, you know, 57,100 and some change, add 1,000 or round it up to 1,000 and then add $2,000. So you have $60,000. Now, for some reason, the government does things weird. On option B, they do round it to 58,000, but they don't add $2,000.
They don't add the $2,000.
I mean, I haven't figured out why they don't do that, but I guess they figure it's an optional coverage and you're going to pay for it if you want it. So 58,000, but again, Joe and I like easy math. We're going to say that that roundup, let's say you made 59,000 and some change, round it to $60,000. Okay. And you get 5 multiples. You'd have how much in coverage?
300,000.
300,000. He did the math, not me. But $300,000 worth of coverage. Now, $300,000 worth of coverage. That's good because, you know, maybe you have a mortgage that you need to make sure that if you pass early, is paid off, taken care of. Or maybe it's to help fund education for child or grandchildren.
Right.
But that $300,000 worth of coverage, depending on your age, could start out costing you in retirement $150,000, $250,000. And then every 5 years, it's going to go up. So now your pension checks are going to go down. Even with cost of living adjustments, you're going to have a reduction in your pension.
Right. And every 5 years, let's say you did that $300,000. Let's say you're 30 years old and you did it, and it's really, really cheap.
Sure.
Right? Even with that multiplier, the 5x multiplier.
Right.
If you went outside and you bought a $300,000 term policy outside of the federal government,
right,
how much would it be 20 years later to have that $300,000 term policy?
Right.
Be the same price.
It's going to be the same price.
Right.
You know, outside coverage doesn't
vaguely,
go
vaguely, it's not.
Right.
It's just going to keep going up in price.
That's right. That's right. It's going to keep going up in price. And, you know, again, going back to, we haven't even really touched on it, but let's touch on it right now. What value does that have? So again, you're paying for Fegley. It's inexpensive while you're working, yes. But in your retirement years, you're paying all that money into it, and then you retire, and maybe you continue to pay into it. But then let's say at 70 or 75 years old, you decide to just, I can't afford it anymore, and I stop paying for it. How much are they going to give you back from what you've paid into it?
Zero.
Why?
Because it's a term policy. You rented it.
Right. You rented it. You don't own it. There's no ownership in that policy. You have no cash value that traditional whole life, universal life, index universal life, all of those types of policies have that you could actually, if they had cash value, you could use that cash.
Right.
You know,
and it's why we would recommend a laddering approach, especially when you're young.
Right.
You have a term policy with Fegley. Great. Keep rolling with that.
Yes.
Look on the outside for some permanent life insurance that
Absolutely.
Has cash value.
Yep.
Because as well as, you know, having the face value of that policy as you're paying into it, it's building cash.
It's building
inside
cash.
Of it, right?
Right.
So what a lot of people like it for is, you know, that money comes out tax-free if
Correct.
You decide to take money out, which
right.
is great.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you take money out of your TSP later in life and you're retired, you're going to get taxed on that money if it was in the traditional side of the TSP.
Well, we know the match, which
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about in our next episode,
yep.
always goes in on the traditional side.
Absolutely.
So we talk to people all the time, I got everything in on the Roth side, right?
Right.
Well, no, you don't, because the 5% that the government's matching
Right.
isn't on
it's going in the traditional
yeah,
side.
That's right.
Yep. But, you know, talking, going back to the cash value of a outside life insurance policy, that is your money.
Right.
That is your money that you've been paying into. It's been growing, probably earning some dividends as well, having additional paid up life insurance. All right. And we educate you on all that when you meet with us. PostalBlueBookHelp.com. You can fill out the form and we'll sit down with you one-on-one to talk about your different options. But that option B can get very, very expensive.
Sure.
Is basically to sum it up, guys.
Well, and if you have your spouse or kids or anything on there,
right.
It just keeps adding more and more and more money to it.
It does. And I'm glad you mentioned that. So we're going to spouses and kids. We're going to talk about
option C.
Option C is your family coverage.
Right.
All right. Now, option C, similar in 1 to 5, but it's 1 to 5 units of coverage. All right. Each unit is worth $5,000, all right, for your spouse, and $2,500 for each child that you have, whether a biological child or adopted child, mm-hmm. right? And so if you had 5 units of option C family coverage, the most you could have is $25,000 on your spouse and $12,250 on every child that you have.
Right.
All right. Now, some people say, well, my kids are grown and out of the house and off the payroll. And you know what? I don't need the coverage on my kids. I just want the coverage on my spouse. Can they do that? Can they split up option C?
No.
No. So they you either have it or you don't. So if you have option C, you have coverage on your kids and your spouse.
Sure.
Right. Again, one of those things that depending on your situation, when we meet with you, we'll look at and say, hey, does it really make sense to keep paying this money for C, this money for B? Maybe you have A, right? Does it make sense to continue to pay for that? That is subject to going up every 5 years. Or does it make sense to look in the outside market, look at some of, I mean, we're contracted with 30 different carriers. We have access to a lot of different companies and a lot of different policies that we can make sure to set you up for something that is going to stay the same premium, the same death benefit, but also be that house that you own instead of renting a policy
right.
that you could borrow from down the road.
Yeah. And you guys, in some cases, you know, it, especially if you have an illness or something that's, you know, it makes sense to keep Fegley.
It does.
You know, I mean, we're not going to talk you out of Fegley. We're
no.
big proponents of Fegley, but we're also big proponents of making sure that your family is covered. And sure. in a lot of cases, the amount of Fegley isn't going to cover what your family needs. And putting your money towards something that's going to 30 years down the road be worth something.
Absolutely.
I mean, nobody just takes money and throws it into a trash can.
No. I mean, light it on fire. Right. That doesn't make sense.
Except our wives when they shop all the time, right?
No, no. Come on, I mean, Joe. They
feel
need
like they're lighting it on fire.
You mean stuff arriving on our doorstep every day?
Every day.
Yeah.
But you guys, you know, just reach out to us at Postal Blue Book Help.
Yep.
We can help you guys with this and move you in the right direction.
Yep. You know, so just a quick recap, guys. So Fegley, your group life insurance, right? We got option, we got basic. Basic is free while you're working. When you retire, you have 3 options to either keep the full amount, take a 50% reduction or a 75% reduction. If you take that 75% reduction at age 65, then it becomes free.
Right.
Right. You have option A, which is your additional $10,000 in coverage. All right. You have option B, which is 1 to 5 multiples of your base pay.
Minus right. the 2,000.
Minus Round 2,000.
Up. Minus right. the 2,000. Exactly.
They don't add the 2,000. Don't know why. We don't try to look into that.
Right.
And then option C, your family coverage to cover your spouse and kids.
Right.
All right. So check us out, postalbluebookhelp.com, our Facebook page as well. And like and subscribe below. We'll be happy to help you guys. What are we going to talk about next time, Joe?
TSP.
Oh.
The hottest subject.
Especially
over the
right
course
now.
Of the last quarter.
Absolutely.
I wonder why.
Oh, I mean,
the sky is falling, right?
Yeah. I mean, we guys, make sure you tune in to our next episode when we talk about the TSP and we talk about different ways to protect it, so on and so forth, pre-retirement, after retirement. It's a hot topic.
It really is.
And guys, thanks so much for joining us. We are Postal Blue Book Help. This is our Going Postal podcast. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.